Good evening, good evening, good evening, folks. It is your favourite crazy Aussie, Creative Bean, aka Bean, aka lots of other names, which I won't get into. It's been a while since I've done a questionnaire. In fact, I don't think I've done one under this account. Anywho, I just happened to be looking through backstage, which is where I spend all my time, and I noticed Mr. Deadly Lucky Seven had posted a questionnaire, which confused the hell out of me because it had lots of sevens in it. I'm going, oh, what the fuck? And I realised it actually means 13 titillating thoughts. Why did you have to put seven instead of a T? Because, I'm sorry. Chill. Anyhow, I thought I'd answer it. Here we go. And I just kind of wonder whether I need to be doing this with a drink or not. I actually do have a drink. It's actually a cup of tea. Oh, God, my life has become sad. But I have done some recording over the last couple of days where wine was involved, and I think I need to kind of stay away from the wine so you can actually get a coherent set of answers. Anyway, we have 13 questions that have been chosen especially apparently to get the old brain parts lubed up. You see, you know, lube solves all manner of problems, doesn't it? And it says don't cheat and read the questions ahead of time. I rely heavily on the element of surprise, and then no one likes a cheater. Well, you know, it's got nothing to do with cheating. It's actually called preparation. And you know what? Deadly Lucky Seven, I ignored that. So without further ado, da-da-da-da. That's me doing a drum roll. I didn't know if you hear it, but anyway. Question one. Polyamorous multiple partner relationships are becoming more and more common these days. Do you believe humans should be monogamous single partner, or does polyamory sound like a thing you could get into? Oh, look, for me personally, I have enough trouble to stay in a relationship with one person. Can you imagine how fucking confusing it's going to be with another one, or even more than one? Fuck, I tell you what, for me, you know, I mean, I gotta say, I mean, I have fantasies about MMF and MFM, but that's kind of just a fantasy that I kind of roll around in my head. The actual reality of it would probably be a bit of a nightmare, I would suspect. And interestingly enough, I've actually watched a documentary on polyamory, polyamorous relationships. And I tell you what, they were no more happier or no more unhappier, and I know that's bad English, but you know, stuff it, than anyone else. In fact, I found with all the couples that they actually spoke to, there was generally one person in the relationship that wasn't happy. Whether humans should be monogamous or not, I mean, that's another question. I personally think humans tend to wander when their needs aren't being met, and it's perceived needs, whether it's real needs or perceived needs. So whether they should be monogamous or not, I really don't know. I know myself, I am monogamous, mainly because the thought of actually going from one partner to another and then back again, it would just be too much for me. As I said, it's bad enough having a relationship with someone and then having lots of friends. That's tough. And then you've got to have more than one romantic relationship. Anyway, as I said, for me, it wouldn't work. I wouldn't judge anyone that got into it, but I would say it's would require a lot of communication, and I don't think necessarily it's any better than monogamous relationship. In fact, I think it would be actually much harder to get into. On a scale of 1 to 7, how aroused are you at this very second? 0 or 1. I mean, I could probably get myself to a 7, but I don't think that's the point of the question. Because it's just gone 8 p.m. I've not listened to any audio all day. I've actually just spent the day kind of chilling and relaxing. So kind of that's not been on my mind. It might be later. It might be tomorrow morning, but right now, no. Anyway, 3, most people don't recall themselves masturbating or reading erotic scripts to post on the internet. Do you think that because of this we are perverts? Oh, that's a loaded word. No. The word pervert to me implies someone standing in a raincoat, you know, peering through the window. I don't think we do that. I actually see the recording themselves and, you know, everything that we do on GWA is actually a form of self-expression. It's actually a lot more complicated than simply recording audio. I myself have found it incredibly beneficial. It's enabled me to get back in touch with my sexuality. It has improved my self-esteem no end. I mean, it's gone from my self-esteem on a scale of 10 has gone from a -5 to, well, right now it's actually sitting pretty high. I mean, it could change tomorrow, but because I have been judged on my voice and my content as opposed to what I look like, and for me that's been really, really refreshing. So I think using the word pervert is an unnecessary term. That's all I'm going to say on the matter. If reincarnation was real, what would you be reincarnated as in your next life? Oh, I have no fucking idea. I mean, I don't necessarily believe in reincarnation, to be perfectly frank. I think we just might lead on to any of the other questions. I think what was I saying? I don't know what I would be reincarnated. I kind of, right now, I'd like to actually just come back as myself. If I was hard pressed, I'd probably come back as an animal of some kind. I've got a real fondness for dogs. I love them. I like cats too, but dogs particularly. They've got a special place in my heart. All about, I'm going to add to that question. Number 5, if you could choose any flavour for your cum pussy juice to taste like, what would it be? Well, from what I have worked out, mine's actually pretty tasty. I might sweeten it a bit. I've not had any complaints about it. I actually kind of like it as it is. I mean, if I think about sweet kind of things, I reckon it'd be kind of cool to have maple flavoured something. Or, you know, I was thinking, yeah, what would you want? I mean, because, you know, it's not me that's kind of doing the eating. I mean, you know, I join in, but I don't, you know, I'm not doing the majority of the eating, so it would be the other person. So that's actually a good question. I'd have to ask what kind of flavours my... eat of like, I can just see it now going up to a guy and go, so if you were able to flavour what would you want to eat? Oh yeah. Hey, yeah, that's okay, let's assume that humankind is given definitive proof that there is no God. Well, I don't think there is. No fate. I don't think fate exists either. No purpose in life. Purpose in life is actually something we determine, and not someone else. Is this thought liberating or depressing to you? Oh, again, depends on what day of the week you ask me. Mostly I find it liberating. I find the constructs of gods and fate and purpose and why we're here and all of this, it's actually just our way, our psychological way of handling the very bleak existence, because you kind of think, well, we have to be here for some reason because we're human. Being human is to seek meaning, and it can in some respects be kind of depressing. I myself was raised in a very religious household. I was raised as a Baptist, and from a very young age, I remember standing there looking around going, what are you people on? I never really got it. I really admire the unconditional belief that they, that Christians have particularly. But I can't go there. My mind doesn't go there. It needs tangible proof. And I'm really interested in physics and astronomy. So I find some of those discussions about the universe and how it's created, it does make me wonder whether there is actually something missing that we haven't worked out. What that is, I don't know. It's kind of a deep question because, you know, we you know, most people will be aware of the Big Bang Theory, but there's what I would like to know is, well, what started the Big Bang? And if our universe is expanding and then will contract, it's kind of like, well, something started to kick it off. You know, there's for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction, and it's kind of, and that kind of then starts to spin your tiny head. And then I kind of think, well, you know, imagine yourself as an ant, right? And you're surrounded by other ants, and where you live, and you're surrounded by grass and all that sort of thing. To conceive anything beyond that is almost impossible for your head. And I kind of wonder where, if we humans are like that in our universe. Wonder if there's something even bigger than we can imagine that we can't possibly conceive of, just like the ant can't possibly conceive of humans. And that's my deep thought for the day. If you were in a horror film, who would you be according to the archetype? The stoner, the virgin, the jock, the nerd? Well, the stoner, no, because I don't partake and I don't have access to it. The virgin, I haven't been a virgin for a hell of a long time. It's just so not me. The jock, well, you know, I'm not really into sports, so I wouldn't be a jock. Definitely I'd be a nerd. I mean, that would be, you know, I love books, and although strangely enough for a nerd, I don't like video games very much. So in some respects, it makes me a kind of a weird sort of nerd, or maybe it's just because I'm a product of my time. I desire to make a romantic dinner. These questions are kind of all a bit over the place, aren't they? Decide to make a romantic dinner for someone you're hoping to do the horizontal baby boogie with. Horizontal tango. What is your go-to meal to cook? Well, I've got quite a repertoire of go-to meals, and a lot will depend on the person I'm cooking for. If I think about my ex, I would probably go kind of basic because he had no palate to speak of and I had a very simple taste. In fact, I seem to recall the first meal I ever made for him was a risotto, a chicken and mushroom risotto. And I don't think he fully appreciated the subtlety of flavours that went into that dish. But interestingly enough, I may be in a situation where I'm going to have to do this, and the person that I might be having to cook for is a chef. Which, but I know a fair bit about him, so I would probably, it'd be something hot and spicy because he grows chilies and likes chili food. So my first ex was Malaysian, so I would pick some dishes from that repertoire. I've got a Sichuan chicken dish, which has got a lot of chili in it and ginger and honey and soy and stuff like that. It's really tasty. I'd cook that with rice probably. Yeah. If you were a Greek god, what would you be? If it offends you that I put god but not goddesses, just calm down. I find the gender of a mythical being with phenomenal and mysterious powers to be pretty irrelevant. It's like how we make the separation between an actor and actress. It's almost demeaning to identify gender solely because of the fact that they do the same type of work. Well, we don't identify gender for police officers as officers and officeresses, not only in part because that would be a feminetic nightmare, but because it's irrelevant. Well, I actually don't agree with that. the gods and goddesses of the Greek era actually were referred to by themselves as the god and goddesses from ancient Greece, and that's how they defined them. It's the way language works. Do you know what? I kind of get a bit annoyed at this political correctness crap. You know, we used to have chairman and chairwoman. I think chairman suits both parties, but when it comes to mythical beings, I think the fact that they split them actually refers to their gender because actually they were different genders. It's actually got nothing to do with them, because you can't have a male Eros, for example. He was a god. So actually, I actually take you up on that, because they were different. They were two different genders, that you couldn't have a female Eros. So anyway, I've gone through and had a bit of a look. When I was a kid, I was actually, our school was actually divided into four groups for sport, and we were divided into the four gods, and I was in the group Apollo, which was, now what was Apollo again? It's my handy god of music, arts, knowledge, healing, play, prophecy, poetry, manly, beauty and archery. Music and arts are very important to me. Poetry definitely is, so I can identify with that. But I'm not a male, I'm a girl. I've got all the bits that belong to a girl, boobies and all. Aphrodite, goddess of beauty, love, desire and pleasure, yeah. But the one that kind of appeals to me is Athena, goddess of reason, wisdom, intelligence, skill, peace, warfare, battle, strategy and handicrafts. The only one I've actually got a problem with in there is the handicrafts bit, because I am so not a handicraft person. But warfare and battle strategy kind of fit into actually getting shit done, is how I define that. So, she was born from Zeus's forehead, fully formed and armoured. She is depicted as being crowned with a crested helm, armed with shield and spear, and wearing the aegis over a long dress. Poets described her as grey-eyed or having especially bright, keen eyes. Again, that appeals to me, because that's one of the things that most people actually comment on is my eyes. I've got very bright blue eyes. In fact, when I get aroused or just after I've had an orgasm, they go incredibly blue. I'm a special patron of heroes such as Odysseus. She is the patron of the city of Athens, from which she takes her name. And da, 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 da. The other one I kind of identify with a bit is Hera, the queen of the gods. Mainly because I actually run my own server, and I see myself as a bit of a, you know, queen of the server. I've got a wrangle. God knows, I think we've got about 25 people now, and sometimes they're just like wrangling a bunch of children at times. One of my users actually commented that they see me as a bit of a mother figure. Oh God. I guess that's kind of answered that question. Rene Descartes was sitting at a bar. The bartender came over and asked him if he would like another drink. He replied, "I think not," and he vanished. Wait, this isn't a question. Sorry, I forgot what I was doing for a second. How about, what is your favourite joke? I know Rene Descartes was a philosopher, and he was famous for making a connection between geometry and algebra. So what that's got to do with disappearing, I'm just wondering if there's some kind of thing I'm missing there. But who cares? My favourite joke is one that I remember when I was told this, I pissed myself laughing for 15 minutes, and I can still laugh about it. Although I'm probably going to tell it now and then I won't laugh, and then it's not really that funny. It's a very simple joke. A horse walks into the bar. The bartender says to him, "Why the long face?" just appeals to me. Oh, God, I crack myself up sometimes. What is your favourite flavour of Kool-Aid? Warning, I do not accept grape as a flavour of Kool-Aid. That shish is purple flavour, and until the day I eat a grape that tastes like purple Kool-Aid, I refuse to acknowledge it as grape. Well, you're awfully fussy, aren't you? Okay, well, I'm an Australian. We don't have Kool-Aid here. But I believe I can source it. And because I had the guys on my server talking about how fucking, not my server actually, it was another server, how fucking fantastic it was. And I've got this kind of overwhelming craving to kind of try it. So if I had to pick a flavour, it's going to be cherry. But like all, excuse me, like all those sorts of things, they're artificial flavours. The cherry probably doesn't taste anything like cherry either. I was looking them up. They've got tropical punch drink. They've got cherry, grape. What else have they got? Orange. Strawberry. What else can I say? Limeade, kiwi. I mean, I bet none of them actually taste like the real fruit. They've probably even got banana somewhere. That won't taste like a banana. So again, I take issue with your commentary. How tall are you? Tall enough to kick you in the nuts, probably. I'm not advocating violence, but you know, I felt like just chucking that in. In this country, in metric, I'm 160 centimeters. In imperial, I'm 5'3". And interestingly enough, we were actually talking about heights yesterday, and in Australia, a lot of height is still referred to as feet and inches. The rest of us do, you know, kilometres and kilos and grams and the complete metric system. But a lot of people will refer to as height in the feet and inches, which is kind of a bit weird. But then Australia's weird and Australians are weird, as you all undoubtedly have noticed. So, yes, I'm short. But, you know, good things come in small packages. If you were to go on a road trip coming of age type story in which you faced incredible odds along with a plethora of hilarious sexual misadventures, who would be the three GWAs users you would bring with you and why? Ooh. Oh. Well, the first user I would take is Miss Melano. She brings with her wine, bourbon and weed. And she cracks me up and she's intelligent. And I'd want some of that on my side. It's definitely her. Oh, my God. You see, I'm going to upset someone. I'm going to go with the person I've known the longest, which is Devisor or Dev. I know him very well and he cracks me up and makes me laugh. And I don't know how useful he would be on a road trip, though. I mean, he's got a great voice, so he's going to be useful to listen to, and he makes me laugh. And he's good at designing shit, so I suppose that could be useful. Okay, and then the third one. This is going to be... Oh, God. See, now... I can think of lots of people. I mean, I've got a lot of close friends. Now, which one do I pick? I reckon if I had Dev and Melly, I'd probably be okay. Do you know what? I'm not going to pick a third one because I'll end up upsetting someone. Because there's lots of people that fit into that third category. I mean, I came up with two just like that. The third one... if I think about the people I've known the most and who would be useful on our sexual misadventures, I've got quite a few I'd take with me. So I've already told you who I'd bring and why. Oh my God, I've gotten to the end. And how many times? Oh, we've been talking for 24 minutes. Well, you know, that's what I do. I talk and chat, and I'm hopefully I've entertained you. And if I haven't, well, you can fuck right off, can't you? Well, people, I hope that's been of use. And if it's not, well, you know, you don't have to listen to it, do you? Have a good evening. Stay safe, be happy, all that good stuff. And good night, motherfuckers.